Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Fallen Blade by Kelly McCullough. Narrated by Ken Jackson. Performed by Ken Jackson as Arl Kingslayer, Matthew McGee as Triss, Kenyatta Rogers as Devin, and Jessica Lefko as Nuriko. With Rebecca Shear, Julianne Elliott, Deirdre Starnes, Chris Davenport, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Andy Brownstein, Michael John Casey, Stephen Carpenter, James Lewis, Nick DePinto, Michael Glenn, Christopher Graybill, Lise Bruneau, Nanette Savard, James Konacek, Eric Messner, Colleen Delaney. The Fallen Blade, Book 4, Blade Reforged. The present is the past. Every today is built atop the mounded corpses of a thousand yesterdays. Mine was no exception. Broken furniture and filth surrounded me in what had once been the tavern known as the Griffin's Head. A place that had once been my home was now a shattered ruin, empty save for myself, my partner, and trouble. The past calling the present to account, as it always does. Trouble wears a thousand faces and comes in a million shapes. In my case, Trouble had herself a new dress. It looked damn good on her, too, and no surprise there. My Trouble had a name, the Baroness Maylene Danmarchand Talpredu, and she always looked good. Tall and lithe, with long brown hair and a lovely set of curves that she sheathed in green velvet. My sometime lover, sometime client, and the unacknowledged heir to the throne of Zahn was a beautiful woman, and Trouble. Lots and lots of trouble. Have a seat. I gestured to the open chair across from me, with the half-empty bottle I'd found in the wreckage, and whiskey slopped out over the cracked lip. Let me pour you a drink.
I don't think either of those would be such a good idea, Arl. In fact, I was rather hoping I could convince you to leave with me so we could have this conversation someplace else. Someplace safe.
But I like it here.
I swung the bottle around to take in the whole of the dark and empty bar, with its boarded-up windows, tumbled and broken furniture, and thick layers of dust over everything.
It's one of the few places I've ever felt at home. Or at least, I used to. Before whatever the hell happened here happened. Speaking of which, I'm guessing you showing up here right now means you know something about that.
Triss, is there any chance of you talking some sense into Arl? Or do I need to play this out here?
The dim shadow I cast across the table shifted, transforming itself from a darkened mirror of my own form into the silhouette of a small winged dragon.
If I could talk sense into Arl, would he be sitting here drinking and waiting for the damn elite to show up and nail his hide to the wall and mine with it? No, of course not. But why would he listen to me? I'm just his familiar. It's not like I'm right 9 times out of every 10 that we disagree. Or, wait, no, it's exactly like that. He's hopeless.
There, you may have a point.
Maylene pushed her dueling blade to one side and sat down on the dusty chair across from me.
What do you want, Arl?
That was a good question. What did I want? Once upon a time, I could have answered that question with ease. I wanted to be the instrument of justice. That was back in the old days, when they had called me Arl Kingslayer, and I was among the most feared assassins in the world, one of the fabled Blades of Namara, the goddess of justice. But that was before the other gods murdered her and ordered her followers put to the sword. I took another drink, careful to avoid the jagged edge. The whiskey tasted of smoke and honey as it burned its way down my throat. Damn, but it was good.
I honestly have no fucking idea what I want. But why don't you start by telling me what happened here?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?